This FFA advisor found a fundraiser that was so successful, he had to quit teaching just to operate the new business. It's a venture, still doing well, over 50 years after it was founded. And the story is this edition of The American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous, or 1,700 gallons of UAN, or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed, from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
It was 1965, and Don Ramsey's FFA chapter in Jones, Oklahoma, was not turning a profit on the hogs they were raising.
And rather than just sort of let the thing fall apart, the officer and I got together one day and trying to figure out what we could do, and we came up with the idea of killing the hogs and making pork breakfast sausage and selling it door to door.
For the first 3 years, the chapter took their hogs to a facility on the outskirts of Oklahoma City for processing. However, the owner told Don he was closing his business.
I said, well, what are you going to do with your recipe? He said, I'm not going to do nothing with it. You want it? I said, yes, sir, I want it. We've done nothing since then to that recipe but add a little bit of salt and a little bit more red pepper.
Don also purchased a mixer, grinder, and sausage packaging machine from another business. The old wrought iron equipment was in poor shape, and meat inspectors had closed the facility because of it. Don sandblasted the machinery and put a sharp coat of paint on it, too.
So in about 3 or 4 days, here come these two inspectors, and they knew I was building the building, was going to open it. And they come in and looked at it, and I had that equipment over there, and they said, my gosh, you got some of the best equipment we've ever seen.
Don called it Blue and Gold Sausage, named after the colors of the National FFA. It was fitting since so much of the business came from Oklahoma's FFA chapters.
We have all the FFA chapters but three. On top of that, we've added another 550 of other groups.
Today, Blue and Gold Sausage employs several people in central Oklahoma, a very successful business begun by this FFA advisor in the late 1960s. Traveling the countryside in Jones, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.